Let's check in Alabama. Most people in the state have power again after those devastating tornadoes that took more than 200 lives in Alabama alone. Survivors are out again today trying to salvage what they can. Don't forget, we'll link you at hearnow.org to that story about a website that's helping people get their keepsakes back. And Alabama's Governor Robert Bentley said yesterday it's time to enter the recovery process. Well, let's find out how that's going. Andrew Yeager is a reporter for WBHM 90.3 in Birmingham, Alabama. Andrew, we've seen shock, sadness. What is palpable today?
Well, today people are, I've kind of made that transition that you referenced there with the governor, made that transition from going from the rescue phase to recovery, trying to figure out, you know, how to pick up, how to start rebuilding their lives. There's still a lot of relief effort going on, still a few hundred people in shelters, but the insurance money is flowing. People are starting to look for housing and starting that process to figure out where they go from here.
Well, and the recovery of electricity has been extraordinary, the restoration of power. The TVA, the Tennessee Valley Authority, we understand had over 4,000 workers?
They had over 4,000 workers. Alabama Power, which is also a utility here in the central part of the state, they brought in crews from at least 18 states. In fact, they say only rural areas, only the areas that have the heaviest damage, everybody else should have power by the end of the day.
Including the three Browns Ferry nuclear reactors, we should say. At one point, they'd gone on backup generators. There'd been an emergency alert, but they're back on power?
They are back on power as of Monday evening, and officials there with the Tennessee Valley Authority, they emphasize that despite the safe shutdown, no radiation was released.
Well, there's good news there. But you talk about this sort of shift in mood, but we're wondering, they're going back to their lives, but back to what? A Wrangler jeans facility in Hackleburg, Alabama was destroyed. That town already had an unemployment rate of nearly 13%. So what about the job loss?
That toll remains to be seen, how much, what those numbers will be exactly, how exactly that will play out. I can mention, one sense of normalcy that has returned. Schools are beginning to reopen, and we've heard teachers say that they're kind of forgoing their lessons and just simply talking about the tornado. Grief counselors on hand to be with children. But that is one small sign of normalcy here,
right?
A week out from the tornadoes.
A chance for kids to talk, though. That's good. Also, the Birmingham City Council has announced initiatives to help people. You can adopt a family and help them through. There's ways to donate clothes. But you are also struck by social media.
We've seen a lot of social media. Actually, really from the beginning of the storms, we saw pictures that were tweeted. We saw video of the storms right after they passed. And since then, those communication networks have continued to distribute information about needs. You'll see an organization tweet, we're looking for food. We're looking for someone who can drive a truck, has a hitch and can drive a truck to deliver supplies. My favorite one so far, I saw a tweet. They were looking for healthy snacks.
What? No Twinkies.
No Twinkies.
And just back to industry for just a second. We mentioned that jeans plant, the Wrangler plant, they employed 150 people. So that's 150, potentially 150 lost jobs. But they say they are going to rebuild. But what about the industry that's harder to rebuild? You know, all the fields that have been destroyed, the poultry industry.
Poultry is huge in Alabama. The poultry industry is a $5 billion a year industry in the state. They were hit hard. 3 million chickens killed by the storms. Mm. Still, farmers say that they expect it'll take about a year. A year from now, they'll be back to where they were when the storm hit.
FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, what kind of a report card is it getting? Obviously, we remember in the past, didn't get a very good grade after Katrina. What about this time around?
Well, the initial reviews on FEMA are generally positive. It's nothing like what you heard after Hurricane Katrina. There are at least six disaster recovery centers right now where people can go to get assistance and apply for aid. There's been a quote that circulated from FEMA Director Craig Fugate saying that he'd rather be criticized for sending too much aid than sending not enough.
That's Andrew Yeager with WBHM 90.3 in Birmingham, Alabama, on, a subtle shift towards recovery that area is seeing. Andrew, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Meanwhile, another part of the country is looking skyward. Flood watches or warnings are in place for much of central and eastern New York today after a new round of storms moved there. So look out along the Hudson River, the Susquehanna, the Lake Champlain shoreline, Onondaga Lake. It's coming your way. Back in 30 seconds, to honor a veteran from the Vietnam era, but his reach extends far, as you'll hear. Here now.